Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most managers will tell you how important it is to train and inspire their employees. And those managers are usually with really big companies. It's not too often we hear about a small business that goes out of their way to do this, which is why we thought you might want to hear from our next guests, who believe bringing professional learning opportunities to their staff is one of the reasons for their success. Howard and Terry Gore are owners of Gore Salon in Irmo, South Carolina. Today they are in our studio. Howard, Terry, welcome.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
So first of all, Howard, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
Well, we started in February of 1994. Over the years, we have trained a whole lot of hairstylists and I'm at a third location now. And my wife's been doing hair 42 years. I've been doing hair about 31 years and we absolutely love it.
Terry, tell us about the professional learning opportunities that I spoke about. I read that you bring in some pretty impressive names.
We believe that our industry needs mentorship. We used to have apprenticeships in our industry, and those have kind of passed away. So we bring in national and international talent on a yearly basis. We also invite other people from other salons to those. We've had people from Canada, all over the U.S., mainly New York. We are a Redken Elite Salon, which means we only carry products that L'Oreal makes, such as Redken Pureology. And we bring in stylists that come in and train us and our salon employees and try to mentor our employees to do better work through education.
And so did I hear you right? You actually invite the competition to come to these training opportunities too?
Yes, we do. We have some people that come all the way from Atlanta.
It hasn't hurt business then, I guess, to have the competition there too.
No, we are firm believers that there are enough heads out there for everybody. We don't understand the attitude that there's some big competition. But when you have somebody like Sam Villa, who's the global artistic director for Redken in New York, and Chris Sorby, who is like the top dog hairdresser for Redken, Chris Barron and Michael Cole, some of the people we've had in that are really big names in our industry, it seems kind of pointless to have them just for our small group.
What are the challenges in the hair business these days?
The biggest is keeping your stylist motivated. And that's one thing that education does, is it motivates you learning new and exciting things and seeing how far you can go. People who are a lot more talented than you and have learned a lot more than you, and letting them come in and excite you and get you fired up, and seeing our employees get fired up. That's Terry and I both love teaching. We worked for Redken for about 9 years. When you are an educator and you see people's eyes light up, and then we realize that our eyes are lighting up when someone comes in and teaches us, it keeps us motivated. It keeps our staff motivated. It makes us, of course, better hairdressers to pass that on to our clients.
And so do the employees sometimes go out on their own and open their own shop and become a competitor?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Over the years, we've trained a lot of our competition. But at the same time, a good friend of ours, when we lost a couple of good employees and we were kind of down and out about it, told us that, well, look at the bright side. You were doing something for your industry by making sure that those hairdressers are good when they go out on their own.
What are the requirements to be a hairstylist these days? It's a regulated industry, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes, we're licensed under LLR, and you have to have 1,500 hours, which takes about 9.5 to 10 months. There's private schools in South Carolina, and there's also vocational schools. You can even take it in high school.
What kind of money can you make in the business?
Well, right out of the gate, we pay them a little more than minimum wage while they're training, which usually, depending on the stylist, takes anywhere from 6 months to a year before they go out on the floor. During that time, we do encourage them to do their family and friends, and then we will start sliding in clients, you know, and start building their clientele. The average income, unfortunately, in our industry, if you look at it nationwide, is only about $21,000 to $30,000. We're very proud of the fact that we've had stylists leave that were making upward in $50,000 and $60,000.
How does a new stylist market their skills and abilities to get new clients?
We do a lot of Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We do have a webmaster that handles our website, trying to get the customer loyalty to come back to us. We have a loyalty program.
Well, Howard, Terry, thank you so much for stopping by the studio today.
Oh, well, thank you for having us. It's been quite a pleasure.
Thank you.
Howard and Terry Gore are owners of Gore Salon in Irmo, South Carolina. We will have a link to their company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.